What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Power of Fitness podcast. You guys already know what the podcast is about, but today we're actually going to go in a little bit of a different direction, and I actually want to start doing stuff like this more often, because 2 years ago, I started doing stuff like this, and it helped a lot of people out, including myself. And what I'm talking about, guys, is getting away from fitness and self-development and talking about, you know, money, finance, and real estate, and all the other type of stuff that a lot of people don't talk about, because that has to do with fitness as well in a different way. So tonight, I welcome on my friend and local realtor, Aunt Beletta, and he's a licensed PA and New Jersey realtor. Just saw that yesterday, so I had to make sure I put that in there. He works at Keller Williams Real Estate in Bluebell and Country. Make sure you guys follow him on Instagram. He's like me. He got like 4 accounts. He got at Aunt Beletta. That is 2 L's and 2 T. So AntBilletta. Also, follow him on Beletta _ Realtor. Follow him on that account because he got a lot of good stuff.
It's now the Beletta team.
So you don't... Okay. I thought you had 3 of them.
There's spaces.
Okay.
Yep, the Beletta team.
Yeah. The Beletta team. Guys, I'm going to put them up in the caption right here on Facebook. I'm going to put them right on our description for the podcast audio when it comes out on whatever one you listen to. And you guys know it's mandatory that you got to follow them on social media. Because if you guys listen and you don't follow them and I find out, we're going to have trouble this year. But anyway, it's enough babbling, man. I'm excited to have you on here. We're about 3 years late on having you on the podcast, but we're finally here, man. Finally here. And I'm glad we actually waited a little bit for that, because you came a long way in what your goals and dreams are in the last couple of years, man. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. First question I have for you is, how difficult is it to actually do real estate right now in the current society?
Right now... I mean, it's not hard. It's just finding the right property for your buyer or finding someone that wants to sell in this current market. I mean, obviously, yes, since the pandemic started, prices have gone way up and it's definitely a seller's market. That being said, a lot of people that do want to buy want to wait. I recommend you don't wait, because the rates are the best that they've ever been right now. As soon as we hit the spring market, those rates are projected to go up. And I say projected because, I mean, real estate is all just, you know, a theory of where the market's going to go based on, you know, the economy, the way the world's going. Now, since I mean, it's January 10th now, since the year started, I've seen probably 100 new coming soons on the market. So a coming soon means that the realtor has their client, so that someone's willing to sell a house. So they put it, instead of active, it's coming soon. So that means basically they have about 21 days to get it onto the market, putting it into active mode. But for us agents, we can see all the coming soons. We can send them to our clients, letting them know, hey, this house is coming up in a little bit. It usually tells you like a date when it will go active, when it will go live. So that's when you can schedule your tours.
Okay, cool. That's why I thought it was. You know, I know looking at houses now, I see a lot of people are selling. I'll tell you that, especially the last couple of years. So I mean, that's a good thing for you. But we'll talk about that.
They're making a lot of money for the houses right now.
Yeah, I know a couple people of my friends that sold them last year, like in I guess like September area, and made some good money. Right. Some good money. But like you said, I know, like myself, it's hard to buy. It is, man.
Yeah. So my brother got his house two and a half years ago for just under $200,000. About 6 months ago, the house across the street from him went on the market for $350,000. Wow. We laughed, saying they're never going to get that. They ended up getting $25,000 more than that, and it sold for $375,000.
Holy shit. So he got his house on the market, right?
he's like, yo, I need to sell my house. Now that he has his license too.
That's crazy.
Yeah, he's ready to sell.
That's awesome though. Hey, that's cool though. So let's get back to the basics here. So what actually got you into it? Because I know before, since it is a fitness podcast, I will want to talk about how we started getting together. Was Herbalife. So how'd you go from Herbalife to real estate? Because you went pretty quickly into it, and you dived in pretty well.
Yeah, so I guess I'll tell everyone a little bit of a background about me. I started as a server in restaurants, moved up to bartending, managing the restaurants. I've managed 3 restaurants in the local area, King of Prussia, Phoenixville, Marstown, you know. So from there, I just saw, you know, these 9-to-5 jobs were, you know, 4 to 2 a.m.
Hell yeah.
It just wasn't. I mean, it's good money. It's just it didn't have longevity to it, and there's no retirement in that industry, for me at least. And managers actually make less than bartenders and servers, yeah, for the most part. Unless you're like a GM or something like that.
Even then, depending on where you're at.
Yeah. So it just felt like a waiting, like almost like a limbo in life. Like we as servers would just sit there like hating the job, hating the day, getting yelled at by people, getting, you know, this and that. It really drives you to like want to do something. At least it drove me to want to do more. And I've always been very entrepreneurial. I went to Penn State for a degree in international business. I also did marketing. So if everyone sees my marketing and you think it's good, thanks to Penn State. So I guess from there, before restaurants, I did landscaping, hardscaping, construction. My stepdad's a contractor, a general contractor. So I've helped him do additions, kitchens, bathrooms, pretty much everything. So from there, I kind of just fell in love with the whole home buying process, like not home buying process, but homes in general. And then bringing that into like personal development and entrepreneurial spirit, I just found that real estate was the best fit for me. I researched it for about 6 months, looking into different companies, looking into how hard it is to get your real estate license, how much it costs, what the company is, like which company that I wanted to go with. I chose Keller Williams because to me, it made sense. They have the best teaching structure. In my opinion, they have the best commission structure. So that's like the split that you make with the brokerage and yourself. With every house that you sell, you get a commission for it. So all those things put together lead me to where I am today. I've been in real estate just over 3 years now. And yeah, it's been a great ride so far. A lot of people, I mean, like literally in the past year, I've been having people walk up to me in bars and things like that, like congratulations on all your success. Saying like people I've never even seen in my life saying, "Hey, you're Anthony, the realtor." And I'm like, yeah, that's me.
It's like a movie.
Kind of cool. It's kind of like a little bit of local fame or something like that.
Yeah, but yeah. Well, nah, man, you're a likable guy. So when you do stuff and you do it the right way, you know, because every time I see you post something and every time we have a conversation, you know, even though it's between us, you know, you're very, very likable, very helpful. And that's what you need, because a lot of people see the realtors and think they're like assholes or greedy. I mean, some states they are, some are, but you're not like that. So I think that's what's going to, you know, it's only been 3 years for you. So in 3 years from now, I already see you going a lot further because, like I just said, you're a likable guy. You're honest with it. So that you're going to get a lot more people coming up to you at the bar. So get ready for that. Yeah. It's funny that you say 3 years, though.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say it's funny that you say 3 years because, like, we just talk about how time flies by. And I feel like you've been doing it the way you talk about it, the way I see you post, and the way – you know, I know you. I feel like it's been so much longer than 3 years, dude. Like, it really does. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's fun. So my first year, yeah, I just started out myself. Didn't make that much, honestly. It took me 4 months to make my first sale, and that was actually my brother's house. Second sale was my dad. And then from there, I mean, I grew last year, from the second year to the third year, I grew 1,500%. So I got an award for that. That's pretty cool.
I remember I put it up. You got the, it was the first half of the year, right? And that's a lot, because how many real estate people do you have in your particular place?
In our brokerage, we have around 300 agents. I'm not
that's
positive.
Awesome. So you're one out of about 300? That's pretty fucking good, man.
Yeah, so.
That's great.
Yeah. I just got my New Jersey license this past year in 2021. I went down there to meet with a couple of the Keller Williams brokerages. If you belong to one of them, you belong to all of them. So you can work out of any Keller Williams in the world. So it's a great community of people. I don't know. Down there, I have a few deals happening already. I don't want to throw any numbers out there, but they're a lot better than I've ever done so far. So I'm excited for that. What else? So this last month, I just started my own team. So we're now the Beletta team. I'm just excited for what's happening this year.
That's awesome, man. So you said you took about 6 months of research and stuff. How much in that 6 months did you contemplate, I'm not doing this? Because you thought the test was hard.
Never. I always wanted to do it. Yeah. I guess in that 6 months, it was just like, you know, like, should I do it? Do I want to stay a bartender? Do I want to try to go higher in managing? Do I want to someday become like a DO or a regional manager of restaurants, things like that? Do I want to own my own restaurant, which is still something that's on the table? As you know, I'm sure you've seen my Facebook stories and Instagram stories. Like, I like cooking and things like that. Everyone says my food is delicious. And so that's one of my passions. So it's definitely something that's still on the table for me for the future. But right now, just focusing on real estate.
Yeah, that's good though. Well, you know, there's a lot of people out there that say they're going to do a lot of things and then they don't contemplate it. They wait, or, you know, they tell themselves no and then they half-ass effort it when they do try to get the test. When you did the test, see, that's what I'm saying. I remember when you took the test and I remember you going in to take the test. I remember you were at LA Fitness and you came in and you passed. And because I know a lot of people have done that test and that's not hard. It's not, I mean, it's not easy. It's a hard test.
That was probably the hardest test I've ever taken.
Yeah. How many questions is on it? It's a lot of like different stuff, right?
So there's two parts to the exam. It's you have the state and then the national. I think the state is the longer one. I think that's like 125 questions, and then the national, I think it was like 30 questions.
Yeah, but they're like different. They're like hard as shit though. I've seen it before, and I'm like, obviously I don't know anything about it, but I'm like, Jesus. I mean, even if you like study it, it's still hard.
Yeah. And then, so if anyone that's watching is interested in real estate, I can talk a little bit about, what's that?
I said Team Beletta.
But let me just tell everyone, like, you know, the costs, because everyone that comes to me that is interested, that's the first thing they want to know, like, besides how hard it is, what are the costs involved? Usually, like, so for me, I paid $595 for the classes. You get 6 months to take them. I was very serious and ready to get my license right away. So I literally took off work for 2 weeks and completed my classes in 2 weeks. There were probably 12 to 14 hour days with, you know, 3 half-hour breaks, and I was just real estate.
Yeah.
Like, don't come upstairs. Don't ask me if I want dinner. You know?
Yeah.
Don't call me. I put my phone in the other room, and I just, you know, laser focus, put the blinders on. Now, there's a lot of people out there that do their classes, and they don't complete them, you know, 6 months. I mean, a lot of people have whatever they have going on, family, multiple jobs, whatever it might be. So, but 6 months I feel is a plenty time to get all that done. So that's $595 for that. And then the exam itself is $50 per time you take it. So if you fail, or if you fail one part and you pass the other, you go back and you take it. It's still $50. You could do that right in King of Prussia, or you could do it.
They do a couple places for all that. Testing center.
Yeah, so I did my New Jersey one online, which is pretty interesting because when I went into the King of Prussia one for the Pennsylvania license, they watch you like a hawk. Like they have cameras right over top of you. They make you take everything out of your pockets, put them in a Ziploc bag. They have people monitoring the room. It's pretty crazy. Yeah. But for the New Jersey one, yeah, I did that right in the other room on my computer. Crazy. And they just make you like hold up your camera and scan the room and make sure there's no papers around you, no cheating possibilities. Look under your desk, look under your seat. Like they basically scan the whole area, making sure. They even tell you to take your Apple Watch off. Let me see you throw it behind you. I was like, I'm not going to throw it, but I'll place it. they say, I want to see you put your phone behind you, and then they just watch you. And if you like look down, they'll say, hey, look up, look at the screen. Wow. Don't be looking down. You know, so it's pretty intense.
Wow, that seems like it'd be hard as shit. Like very nerve wracking because like, what if you're like, oh, well, you look down for 30 seconds during this, be like, yeah, I was fucking thinking, you know?
Like, I was like, yeah, I'm writing something down, you know, something like that.
Man, that's hard.
So $595 for the classes, $50 for the exam. And then once you get into the brokerage, I mean, each brokerage is different, each company. So there's Keller Williams, there's places like Coldwell Banker and Compass and this and that. And everyone has like their own payment structures. We pay like $60 or yeah, I think it's like $60 a month to use the facilities. We get, you know, free printing paper, I think like 1,000 prints, and we get to use all the computers. We get unlimited, like, you know, free classes, and there's 15 to 20 classes a week that we could go in and take. And it's just, you know, even the best agents in our office or in the, like anyone is welcome to come into the classes whenever they want. Even if you're like interested in real estate and you want to pop in for a class, you're more than welcome to. Other than that, it's pretty cheap and you're starting your own company. So it's like, think of it that way.
Yeah.
For about $600, you're starting your own company.
That's actually very interesting because I've never researched how much it costs. I didn't know that's all it costs. That's pretty phenomenal.
Okay. Yeah. Actually, Keller Williams just partnered with or bought a real estate class company. So we're now offering free classes through us. So if anyone wants to come to Keller Williams, get your classes for free. That's very helpful, though.
When I did my insurance test and all, and I noticed, like, I was talked to a lot of people that did it before, and I noticed a lot of reasons why people failed. And it's like you said, a lot of people have a lot of different things going on, but I feel like the people that really commit to it right away and like don't wait, don't give any outside sources to come in their brain to distract them, they do more and do more successful at it like you're doing. You know? And the classes are awesome. Like a lot of people probably are like, ah, whatever. How many classes a week do you usually do? On average,
I mean, in the beginning, I was there for hours a day. Now I'll probably go in. I mean, I teach classes now, so on Tuesdays, and I'm the tech ambassador for our specific brokerage. So awesome. I'm teaching everyone about the technology that we specifically use at Keller Williams. I'll go into a few classes a week. We have like Teachable Tuesdays where they bring in, you know, Chick-fil-A or, you know, pizza, you know, wherever, Subway, whatever they got. We also have our vendors. So a vendor is like an inspection company, a plumber, this, that, the other. And they'll come in and basically teach you a class on not only what they do, but what you should look for as a real estate agent. So they just teach you they train you to have the eye that they have, so that when you are showing a home, you now have the confidence and the knowledge that they do. So you can confidently tell your client, you know, look for this, look for that. specific things that, you know, the normal person wouldn't really look for or think about looking for. So lots of good knowledge coming through all the time.
That's good. So guys, if you're taking anything out of this right now, basically education and practice, it's key in any industry. And I would say it's pretty damn important in your industry because everything is changing. And people are changing too. And that makes it a lot more difficult for you to deal with. And in a lot of industries, and I think your industry is very crucial to this, word of mouth. So how important do you think it is for you to handle every single client like you handled your first client, which was your brother?
Well, my brother, he beat the shit out of me, metaphorically. He was like, I want to be your worst client so that you know what to expect in the future. So he gave it to me, and that was tough, but he definitely was that client that everyone is afraid of.
That's great, though. And, that's awesome.
I mean, I learned a lot, though, you know? So you take the good with the bad. You know, I learned so many different things just by him being on top of me, asking me every possible question that if I didn't know the answer to it, it's not a problem. You just say, you know, that's a great question. I'll go find the answer for it. It's not a big deal. Yeah. No one cares if you don't know. You don't know. You'll find out. You'll get back to them in 20 minutes. You know?
Yeah. That's true, though. That's funny that your brother did that. But that's great. I like that. So, bad example. So, we'll say your dad then. Because you know what I mean. I mean, you're one of your first clients. I mean, your brother, even too, like how you handled it, how you were honest with them. Just like you said, like a lot of people I know, even in the fitness industry and any industry at all, people are scared to tell people they don't know something. And people know when you don't know. And I know from my thing, I'd rather hear you tell me you don't know and you'll find out because it shows me and then come back and tell me what it is than you just telling me some half-assed answer and then me realize you're fucking wrong. That goes a long way.
There hasn't been many questions in a long time that I haven't known the answer to because I studied my ass off. I went to all the classes. You know, like any good basketball player talks about failing their way to the top. You know, Kobe Bryant was the first one there and the last one to leave. Worked harder than everyone else in the room, and he became one of the most successful basketball players. So just be a product of your product and learn as much as you can, as fast as you can. And the faster you learn, the faster you'll grow.
Yeah, that's very true, man. And you're doing that. That's what's up. So for your goals for this year, so you said you went up 1,500% from year two to year three. So now you're going from year three to year four. Are you going to go up 3,000%? Or what's a realistic goal for this year? Keep it around the same? So
a realistic goal is probably a little more than 3,000%, honestly. Okay. Now that we're a team, I have tripled the efforts. So, and we have a lot of new technology and systems in place. Before, I mean, my last 2 years of business have all been my sphere. So that's people I know. Now, I'm getting a little bit more comfortable with calling people and things like that. You know, I'm not like a cold caller or anything like that by any means. And you don't need to be a realtor. Like, honestly, I made a good living the last 2 years just off of my specific sphere. That's my friends and my family. And maybe some coworkers, things like that. From there, this year I have some systems in place like lead generating systems and things like that. And in the last 10 days, we have 12 new clients. So that's
awesome.
Yeah. We have big goals for this year. So we're going to shoot for 100 transactions.
Okay.
See what we get.
Now, as a realtor, do you get, I know a lot of other companies work, do you get commission for people that are on your team? Stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So you theoretically can have, you know, say I'm on your team and how's it work? So let's say I close the deal, but I came in from you on your team. You get commission on that. But let's say I go in and we're both selling the house together. Would you get more commission than me because you're ahead of me, even though we're both working on the house?
Well, it depends on the team specifically, their commission or however they sign up their team member under them. But whether it's you finding the house or if I find the house and give it to you to sell, you're making the same amount of money. So, okay. Basically from there, I mean, we've probably doubled our CRM, our contacts in the past 3 months from what I've made in the last 3 years. So, we will have a lot of transactions this year. I was kind of steering away from renters and things like that, but I do renting now.
Oh, really?
So that's even more transactions.
You find people that place that will fit their budget or whatever for renting, and you find their
spot. Someone will say, "Hey, Anthony, my
house renting.
Yeah, my lease is up February 1st. Can you get me a house? Absolutely. Here's five places that are right in your criteria. You know, two bedrooms, at least 1.5 baths, no more than $2,000 a month. I send them off five places. Pick one that you like. We can go see them all if you like. Once you find the one that you want, we'll write up a contract. We'll shoot it over to the agent, and we'll get you in there."
Oh, cool. Yeah, I think that's a big market, especially during COVID area. It really is.
Definitely. So since the pandemic, a lot of people have been moving out of cities into more rural areas. And we've been noticing a lot of people actually moving out of New York, coming down to Philadelphia just because of, I guess, the mandates or whatever, this and that are going on in New York. People just want out of the either Manhattan or the state in general.
Yeah, makes sense.
So I guess the next closest city for them is Philadelphia. If they're a city person, they're going to move from one city to the other. People that are fed up with cities in general and the rules that they have, they'll move out into the outskirts. Maybe they don't have the savings right now to buy a house or anything like that, so they'll rent for 6 months to a year. We can find people month-to-month rentals, so we can do whatever to meet the client's needs.
Oh, that's cool. That's awesome. Yeah. See, I never knew you did that, but you probably don't make as much commission on it, but
It's not as much commission, but it's much faster. So yeah. Like a regular house transaction, like when you're buying a house, the average closing is about 30 to 45 days. And then even longer since the pandemic, like the mortgage companies are more backed up and the appraisers. So you can't really go to closing until the house is appraised. And those appraisers, they don't care who you are. You go to the end of the line, and whenever it's your turn, and they'll let you know. So we've seen houses close like 60 days after the agreement is accepted. Now, when it comes to renting, I could get paperwork done and have someone in there by the end of the week.
Wow. Yeah, that's pretty crazy. Right. That's pretty crazy.
So not as much money, but the turnover can be much faster. So people can actually make you can make a better living on just doing rentals rather than going and selling and listing and finding houses for buyers and things like that. Yeah. So it's
probably
interesting.
Yeah, you probably don't have to do as much, you know, like work on the daily for it. But, well, yeah. For each one. But if you want to make the living off it, you have to do more work with more people.
So, yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's not bad. So how have the people that are trying to buy been? They've been very I don't know how to say it. I guess asshole, kind of asshole because everything's higher. The prices are a little different.
Not asshole, but they want what they want. And
it's hard to find.
They try to underbid. And I'm like, that's not a thing right now.
Yeah.
You know? If people are getting $375,000 for a house that's worth $200,000 3 years ago, you know, or maybe $250,000 at best, you're getting $375,000. 2 years ago, I tried to find my cousin a house in Plymouth Meeting. the asking price was $375. So we put an offer in at like, I think $400, and they got $470 for it. So they got $95,000 over asking.
Wow. That's crazy, dude.
Just to put it into perspective.
Wow.
Now that the overbidding has kind of come to a stop. I actually, my last two transactions for my buyers, they got the house for under asking price.
Oh, they're probably ecstatic.
In general, I'm seeing that people are accepting asking price. And, you know, if it's a very niche house, they'll even accept less. But if it's like some beautiful house that, you know, everyone wants, and there's like 80 people going through there the first weekend that it's open, that it's active on the MLS, you know, that's those houses that are still bidding over.
Yeah, that makes sense, though. I see how you broke it down there, because people don't think about that. Like, you got to look at the house, like, perspective on, you know, like you said, how many people want to buy it. Makes sense.
Right.
Yeah, I never even really thought about it like that. But that's true. So what's your number one, like, area that you sell in? Or are you kind of, like, all over?
I'm kind of scattered.
Yeah.
I've sold as far as Kutztown. I have a potentially two listings coming up in Ocean City. So those will be my furthest yet. I do have a friend out in Harrisburg who is looking in the next 6 months. So that'll be my furthest from here in Pennsylvania. But I'm pretty local for the most part. Philly, Reading, Phoenixville, Norristown, King of Prussia, pretty much Collegeville, you know, the local area.
Yeah. Well, now that you're going down to Jersey, do you have a specific area in Jersey you're going to try and target?
So I'm targeting three areas. People like to recommend you stay within one and be the expert, but, you know, I think that I have a couple opinions about that, but for me, I think that that's an old way of thinking. We have computers and technology now. You're no longer like the local expert. Mm. You can look things up on the computer. You didn't have this 30 years ago, 20 years ago, whenever. We have apps on our phones. We didn't have phones that were this great, you know, 5 years ago. So now we have apps that we can look up the information. I'll have clients send me over a couple of things. I'll send them sellers disclosures, you know, tell them everything they want to know, what the taxes are, everything. But for New Jersey, my three focuses are going to be, they are Ocean City, just because that's one of my vacation spots. Sea Isle, because my uncle is actually a developer there, and we used to go there very often, so I know Sea Isle very well. And then Wildwood is probably my most traveled to vacation spot, and I just love that city. So Wildwood's probably going to be. So it's going to be Ocean City, Wildwood, Sea Isle, in that order.
Okay. Not all good areas.
But I mean, I have a New Jersey license, so I can sell anywhere in New Jersey. If I don't have like the specific MLS to list a house, then I can refer that out to another real estate agent who does have that specific area's access to the MLS. So when you refer out, you can get anywhere from 25%+ of whatever the commission would have been for me. So if I refer out $1 million house and you're getting 3% of that, it's 30,000, and I would get 30% of that 30,000. So that's how that works.
Oh, cool. That's pretty good though. Good areas too, man. Very good areas. Plus, like, you can just make a line down to all in between. Yeah, that's cool. I agree with you though, because a lot of people think old school, but like you said, man, you can literally ask Siri anything. Boom.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
You go on Yelp, you see the hottest places to eat.
I'm not sure I understand.
you can see like the ratings, you can see you know, the local schools, which schools are the best. You can type in which school's best in Ocean City in Google, and you'll get all of the answers that you need. So
yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Everyone is the expert on every location now.
Yeah.
It's not, hey, I'm Anthony Bletter from Narstown. I am Narstown's expert. It's, you know, we can start going outwards.
Yeah, I agree with you. So what do you like doing better? Do you like helping people sell their house or helping people find a house to buy?
I do like searching for homes. I think it's fun going into seeing like unique homes that you usually wouldn't be in. Listing a house is, some agents actually have told me that they don't like listing better, but listing agents have like the power, the control over the whole situation.
Yeah.
If you're listing a house, you're basically like, for lack of better words, you're like God. It's like you get to choose who you want to pick, who has the best offer, things like that. And then the buyer is like pretty much at the mercy of the listing agent. Yeah. Buyers are usually like, right now in this market, buyers are like, please accept my client's offer.
Yeah.
I'm begging. We'll do whatever you need. Like, yeah. So I think listing is easier, but buying, being a buyer's agent is, I guess, more rewarding because you're along with them for the ride, helping them search for the home, and you're helping them look for and make the right decisions on finding that home.
Yeah.
So once you see it come to the settlement table, it's very rewarding for you. I mean, the money's great, but like when you see someone very happy with the home that they selected, it's like,
yeah.
I mean, you can't beat that. Listing a house is like, congratulations, we got 20 grand over asking.
I see what you mean. Well, you know, like you said, it's easier. Some people like that power, but like I said in the beginning, you are doing good at this because of how you approach it. Like, you enjoy helping the people with their journey, with help them getting there. And that says a lot. It really does. Because if you keep that, you're going to get a lot of word of mouth. Like, you really are. So when you go outside this bubble this year, it's going to build another bubble. For real.
Yeah.
You're doing great. Have you ever thought about being like a property manager or anything like that?
Yeah, so I actually just put some marketing together. I'm not property managing yet, but I'm going to be managing Airbnbs and VRBOs this year. So
wow.
I just have some marketing.
Okay.
I'm still playing around with it. I don't know if I want to send it out yet, but if anyone that's watching has VRBOs or Airbnbs or anything like that, and they want me to manage it, let me know.
That's pretty cool though. I know them things blew up. Like, even with COVID, they're tough. So hey man, right now is a good time to get into that.
And definitely, like, going back to the entrepreneurial spirit thing, and, you know, owning your own business is pretty much what you are as a realtor. You own your own business. No one tells you you have to come to work. No one tells you you have to sell this much. If you don't sell a house the entire year, no one cares. Like, you're not.
You better have something else.
You better have something else lined up, or you better make your money and hustle. So when it comes to all that, I think, you know, the entrepreneurial part of real estate is really cool because there's so many avenues for income. You know, selling a house and listing a house and finding buyers their house is great, and that's good money. But if you're only doing that, I think that's just like the very basis of what you could be. So the next step is finding another avenue for you that works for you. So like, as a realtor, I could list the house. I could get my buyers their house. I could do VRBOs. I could do Airbnbs. I could do photography for other agents' houses. I can rent a U-Haul and start a moving company if I wanted to. If I know how to paint a room well, I can be a painter. You know, you can do whatever you want, and you know, that's pretty much our goals in the next 5 years, is to have, you know, multiple different companies under our LLC umbrella. where people are just going to work for us. So I'm going to be trying to creating a lot of jobs in the next year or two, I think. So
that's cool, man. That's exciting. That's awesome. Yeah. That's good news too for you. Yeah. You know, and you know, if you keep being good in the community, people will help you out. So you'll do good. It's like, yo, who sold your house? Aunt Valetta. Who painted your house? Aunt Valetta. Who moved your house? Who moved your stuff? Man, Aunt Valetta.
That's our LLC's name, the Valetta Group. So
to be honest with you, it is a great idea because think about it. You could even, you know, come up with a package deal, like, oh, you need help moving. We'll give you a discount on that or whatever, you know, like it's endless.
Now I've been told by agents, like, just be a real estate agent, like leverage other people to do those things. Cause you're wasting your time, but in my head, I'm like, not if I make it my company, I'm leveraging my company to make even more money.
Yeah. I agree with you.
Help more people.
Well,
my standards for these type of things are very high. I just have high standards for myself. So if I know that I'm painting a house or if I'm hiring someone to paint the house, that's going to be a very good job done.
Yeah.
Rather than like finding a company, I'm always going to have my contractors, my plumbers, my electricians, things like that. Because I have no interest in getting into those things.
Smart.
But like things like painting and, you know, moving company, you go rent a U-Haul for $29 a day, make $1,000, you know?
Yeah. No, I agree with you, though. I think it's a smart idea. I think I couldn't probably see any real estate agent that actually do that, though, which would be pretty cool. And to be honest with you, if I'm me personally, like if I was buying a house from you, why would I have a problem with you as my real estate agent also paying your company to do all that other work that I'm going to pay somebody else to do anyway?
Exactly.
Why not? I mean, it makes sense. If you do a bad job as a real estate, obviously I'm not going to hire you, but I think it works hand in hand. But like you said, you got to be on top of it and you got to make sure you teach your workers right. And that's key. But it's not impossible. It's not impossible. It's hard. It takes a lot of work. But you got the work ethic, so why not?
I say it's simple. It's not easy.
Nah. Yeah. It is simple, but it's simply hard. You know, some people look at it, it's easy, and then it just doesn't happen. A lot of times they don't got the work ethic. They don't got the actual vision for it. Like you said, you're actually writing down a plan for it to happen. You're not just saying, I want this to happen. Here's what we're going to do. Like, don't work like that. Like, life don't work like that either. You know, I tell people fitness. You need a plan for everything. Exactly, man. It's true, though. And it works in fitness and it works in life. It works in anything you do. You know, if you don't have a plan, you can be successful, but it's going to be a lot harder. And it might not happen all the time. If you plan it out, you're going to have setbacks, but at least you know where you have to go with it, what you need to get back to. It helps a lot. So you got to keep doing that, man. But as for that, man, I don't have any other questions or anything for you. We'll definitely have you back on here because that was actually pretty cool to talk to you about stuff like that. I'll probably figure out something else to talk about next. But I just want to let you have the floor and tell anybody, you know, something if they're interested in getting into real estate, give them some, you know, of your viewpoints on it.
Okay. If anyone is interested in getting into real estate, you can contact me or my brother or my team, info@thebaletta.com or abaletta@aw.com. Numbers 484-682-3869. Call me, introduce yourself. If I already know you, just say what's up, shoot me a text, whatever you need to do. And thanks for having me on.
All right, man. Appreciate it. And guys, if you're in the area and you're not calling him up, I'm telling you, I'm not going to tell you your real estate agent's bad because they're not bad, a lot of them. But my man Ann is going to give you 100%, 100% of the time.
So good try.
Thanks for coming on, man. And yeah, I'm sure we'll link up and I'll catch you soon.
Thanks, bro. All right, have a good night.
You too. Thanks.